Okay, we're in Simeration and Dalet. We're about to start Sif Ches. Just one in or two interesting Piskei Tshuvas. In the last couple of halachas, we've been talking about this melach of Ridia, where you take the chalas off of the wall of the stove with a shovel, as it were. So Piskei Tshuva says, okay, what about nowadays where we don't bake challahs against the wall of the stove, but we put the challahs sometimes in, or foods, cakes, whatever, in a baking dish. So now you have to take it out of the baking dish, right? Which is sort of similar to taking it off the wall of the stove. So the Piskei Tshuva says that just like the Shulchan Aruch said with their more contemporary stoves in the time of Shulchan Aruch, the challahs were not stuck against the wall and there was no ridia. So he says the same thing will be regarding our modern 20th century, 21st century baking pans. There's no isser taking out challah from the baking pan on Shabbos, because that's not similar to the ridia of the days of the Chazal, because that was a real professional thing. It was a skill to be able to take the challah off of the wall, where it's, although it might take a little bit of effort to take a baked challah out of a pan, but it's not considered the same degree of difficulty and requiring the same degree of expertise, and therefore it is not considered a rabbinically prohibited activity. So that's an important distinction to make. So if, let's say, you baked challahs right before Shabbos, permitted, and it was finished, but now, and it's sitting in the pan, and now you want to take it out of the pan on Shabbos, you could do that. So that was an important Piskei Tshuva there. And also, if you recall, it said if you only need a number of challahs, you couldn't do ridia to more challahs than you needed, because then it's really preparing you for after Shabbos. So he says the same thing with our challah pans. If you had a number of challahs in the pans and you took them all out of the stove on Shabbos, you only would take the challahs out of the pans would be the ones that you need for Shabbos. So initially you shouldn't be able to take them out of the other ones out of the pans on Shabbos if there's no need for them on Shabbos.
What if it's the next Shabbos?
I don't think that would make it any better.
No? Okay.
So then you'd have to look later on in Siman Shin Zayin if maybe have a goy do it for you in a place of financial loss, but that's not what we're up to. Okay, we continue now. Sif Ches. Okay. One second. All right, so now, although we mentioned, so far we've mentioned putting raw food on the stove right before Shabbos, where there's no likelihood that it's going to get cooked at night, and therefore it could be done without the coals being covered, because there's no concern of stoking the coals. And now, in the last number of halachas before, we discussed raw chicken, where it does cook quickly enough that you could have it at night, where it would create a problem. So now we're going to discuss other types of foods where they cook quickly, and therefore you have to be concerned you may stoke the coals as well for the Friday night meal. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss now. Lo yimale adam kedera asosios. A person should not fill a pot with asosios. What are asosios? Says the Ramah. Perush, mine kitnios hagedelos beretz Yisrael velo bavavel. It's a type of a legume that grows in Eretz Yisrael and not in Bavel. And viturmusim. Turmusim is, again, another type of legume. So you have a bunch of beans, whatever. V'itein l'toch ha'tanur, and to put them into an oven on Erev Shabbos, samuch l'chashecha, close to dark. You can't do that. Why? V'nei sha'advorim elu einam tzrichim bishul rav. These things don't need a lot of cooking. V'day to aleim l'ochlam l'altar, and he has in mind to eat them right away at night. Mipnei kach, and therefore, af al pishlo nisbash l'kol ikar, even though they're not cooked at all, Harehem kishar tafshal, they're like any other cooked dish. Shehiskel ispashal, that began to cook, v'loni spashal called tzarko, and hasn't been fully cooked, which we've already said, shosu leshoso, that you're not allowed to leave it on the stove as Shabbos is coming in. Okay, so he's just expanding the same idea to other foods now. V'hu adin l'kira v'kufa. And the same law would be that you can't put it into a stove or a kupa, the smaller stoves or whatever. You can't do them. Says the Ramah, kesheinan grufim uktumim. But we're speaking when the coals have not been removed. And therefore it's a problem of efshar lachtos, where you can stoke it. That's when it's a problem. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, the last line. And again, this is obvious. And if you did it even unintentionally, you can't have them until after Shabbos, ad kedei shiaso, until the time it would take to have these legumes be cooked. So basically, there's no real chiddush in this halacha. He's just saying that this halacha applied. We were talking about meat beforehand. Now we're not talking about meat. Now we're talking about beans. So any food that can be ready for the Friday night meal, if it's not cooked, fully cooked, or a half cooked, or whatever, then you can't leave it in the type of a stove where you could stoke the coals. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Hay. Asosios v'termusim, these different types of legumes. V'adin l'shar mine kitnius v'irakos, and the same would apply to any other types of legumes or vegetables, udvorim rakim, or soft things. Shekulam einim domim l'basa, they're all not similar to beef. The kaimelan we already established earlier in Be'el, Bereshim, and Reishnun Gimel. The mutar litno samuch l'chashecha k'shuchai, we said by beef, you could put it by on top of the fire if it's raw. L'visha b'vadi lo yispashu suz halayla, it certainly won't be ready for the Friday night meal. Filasudas mochar yispashal afilu belochito, and for tomorrow's meal will be ready even without stoking. Avol elu, but these things we're talking about now, kalim li yispashal, they're very easy to be cooked. Vechayshina, we're concerned. Shema yechato begacholim, we're afraid you'll stoke the coals that tzarech sudas halayla for your Friday night meal. Memvav, you cannot put them l'tocha tanur, in the stove. In the oven, hainu afilu hu goref akotum. Whoa! Even if it is, the coals have been removed. Kamosha kasuv besimin reish nun gimel sif gimel. As
that's
we mentioned,
the tanur.
That's the tanur.
Yeah.
Because grivatim won't help for that. It's a much more powerful stove, right?
What's the concern now?
Because
the coals are removed.
I forgot. What did Mishnah Berurah say over there? Let's look again to my Reishon and Gimel Chaf Beis. 1 second. It's saying it's when you clean out in a stove the coals, you can't clean them all out. There's still something left. You know, clean whatever, you're not capable of removing every single coal, whatever. So it's still a concern that it could be stoking the coals in those type of ovens. Okay, where am I?
So now in Akira. How's all?
Okay, back to where we're at. Mem vav. Okay, ve'i mihu tanure didan, but our types of stoves, dumio lakira, that's like their types of kira, the shari garfakum, we say it's okay if we've cleaned out the coals. From the tuach batid, if you smear it with clay on the mouth, shari b'cholin, it's okay in all cases, kimeshkos ramosif beis, as we already learned in this ramah. Okay, Mem Zayin, Kishein and Grufim. Okay, Mem Zayin is going on the Ramah. Same thing with Akir and Akupa, if they're not, the coals have not been removed. Akir Levadko, he's speaking on the Kira part. Nakad Lashon Rabim, he used a plural expression of Kiros. When he says plural of Kiros, it's talking about, where's he talking about Kiros? Well, plural Dalmo. Dilu Kupa, because a Kupa, which is only, it's much smaller, it's only for one thing on the top. We already learned in Siman Reish and Gimel the Kshik Su Beisim, if you burn it up with wood, Lo Mahani Grufatim, it won't help to clean out the coals. Okay, so that it's not referring to that case, just the case with the Kira. Okay, now if you did this all b'shogig when you shouldn't have done it, you can't partake of it till after Shabbos. Ad kidei shiyasu, until you have the time to make it. Much Shabbos kidei shlo yehana mimasha over alisa drabanan. We don't want to benefit at all from the fact we transgressed the rabbinic prohibition of leaving it on the stove before Shabbos. Finally, I look early in simmeration. Gimel sefal v'ago dim nispash lo yom kamachal ben drusoy. But what if it was cooked before the onset of Shabbos? Machal ben drusoy, a third or a half cooked. Die. That's enough. Because then we're not concerned you're going to stoke the coals because you will be able to eat it for that meal. Okay, it's all pretty straightforward. No outstanding chidushim. And there's no piskei tshuva on that either. Let's move on to sif dalet. Test, rather. Kiyotzeba, similarly, for the same reason, lo yimale chave shalmayim, don't fill up a barrel or a pitcher of water, a container of water, v'yitein letocha tanur, and put it inside the oven, erev Shabbos im chashecha, and erev Shabbos if it gets dark, before dark, again, you're going to be cooking the water, v'masakein, if you do that, asur m'latzer Shabbos g'shiyasu, it's asur on after Shabbos for the time it takes for it to be cooked.
Coffee urns are up.
Well, not exactly. We said to put it into a tanur, and you haven't removed the coals. So we will see. Memtes. Shel mayim. Afal gav de mayim ruyim lishtois. Chaim, even though water can be drunk cold, okay, and we've said there were differences regarding certain vegetables that can be eaten raw, it wouldn't apply. So let's say, what's the matter? So I can eat it raw? No. It should be similar to the halacha we said earlier, that fruits that can be eaten raw, that we said in Sif Dalet, that it's okay. Water Water is not so good when it's not cooked, like fruits are. Okay, nowadays I think things are different, but anyway, umahani lahem achim amarbe, making the water hot helps it a lot, advances it. Then we're afraid you'll stoke it because people liked hot water better than cold water.
You don't want cold water.
That's right, for sure. Why are we heating up the water? Just have hot water? No. No one has hot water just to drink hot water. And if they want hot water, it's because they want hot water. Okay, so that's what he's saying. It's a problem. Okay, nun letocha tanur, inside the tanur, ube tanur shalonu, and our types of ovens that open from the side, kishu goruf ukotum, if it's cleaned out from the coals, or smeared with clay, sure, it would be allowed, as we already mentioned earlier. There's no concern of stoking the coals. Remember, there's no concern of stoking the coals. It's never a problem. No, now, if Erev...
I'm not sorry, Abraham. On that first point, I mean, could you not make the same argument about vegetables? If you want cooked vegetables, even though you can eat them raw, you want cooked vegetables now.
No, but he's saying it could very well be eaten raw, even if it's not cooked.
I understand, but if you want cooked carrots, you don't want to eat raw carrots. It's the same as the water.
Well, he already said before that's okay. I'm not going to go back to that.
Just saying it's comparable.
Well, he's saying it's not. he's saying still it's not. It's not so good. It's not so good. An apple is really good raw. And don't tell me an apple isn't tasting good raw. You want it cooked, okay, but raw is fine. He's saying water, regular water, is not fine.
I guess things have changed.
That's right. People, I don't remember my uncle's house. They always had hot. They didn't have cold water. They didn't drink cold water. I remember the Russian nanny we had who trained Olympians for the Russians. She said, cold water is the worst thing for your body. It's not good for your body. You know, your body's at 98.6, right?
Yeah.
So you should be drinking water that's 98.6 because that's what your system's used to.
Yeah,
you're taking water that's 60 degrees, 50 degrees, you are abusing your system. Your system wants to be warm, body temperature.
He says the fruit tastes better raw than cooked.
Okay, fine.
And that other halal.
But water, you know, only nowadays are people drinking water like crazy. You know, and even then, they probably would tell you room temperature is better than ice cold. But anyway.
And at one point, raw water was unhealthy. You
can't
cook it first to make it.
So it's it is an upgrade. Cooking water is an upgrade.
Okay.
All right. Nunalf, Erev Shabbos im chashecha. Ella im kain. The only way you could do that, you could put it before Shabbos. Im kain yeshol. Shishcham ukodim ben ashos. If it could be warm before Shabbos. After shishcham ukodim. So even if it's not fully cooked. In other words, it's warmed up, whatever that would be, the half, like machal ben drusoy, half cooked, as it were. That's also okay, according to the Ramo. Or creating the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. You also can't put water into pots on top of the stove that you keep there Erev Shabbos im chashecha, if it hasn't gotten the machal buns or soy. Afal gav, the only intention of putting the water there is so the pots won't break. Why would he stoke the coals? Sometimes they put water in the pot so the pots won't break because you can put things on top of the pot or whatever. So there's no reason for that to get stoked. But that's the way that you take water afterwards. You wash the dishes. Maybe you will stoke the coals. So water gets warmer for Friday nights. You could wash the dishes. Sorry, you have to be careful. Eat them. She's chamul. Be careful. They at least are cooked a little bit, like machal ben drusoy for the hot water. But again, that's only in cases where you're concerned you will stoke the coals. If there's no concern of stoking the coals, there's nothing to be worried about. Okay, there is a bit of a piskei tshuva on this. Okay, he's just repeating certain thing. Again, so it's he's saying he's so the Shulchan is like kind of saying, well, how cooked should it be if there's a problem of maybe stoking the coals? Called half of it's cooking. So when you're dealing with a chicken, it's easy to figure what's half the cooking time. The recipe says an hour. Half the cooking time is a half an hour, right? Okay, now boiling water. It's kind of not clear what that is. So he says you have to look further because nowadays it's impossible to say on water. Let's say boiling is what? 100 Celsius. Okay, that's fully cooked because anything until then means it can get hotter. Once it's at 100 Celsius, that's it. You've reached max. So he's saying it's hard to say. So what's going to be half cooked? 50 Celsius. Right? Would that be? It's possible. He says it's not possible to say if it's only cooked to 50 degrees Celsius to be machal ben drusoy, because no one's going to make. Doesn't matter. No one's going to pour himself a glass of hot tea if it's at 50 Celsius. That's not hot enough. 50 Celsius is what, about 100?
What degree can you drink?
50 times 9/5.
450
over
5 is 90 plus, it's 122. Fahrenheit. 122 Fahrenheit ain't that hot. It's the actual lettuce bowl, but it's still not very hot. No one's going to have tea, hot tea, at that number. So that's hard to say if that's half of the amount. And even if it's a pressed situation, a person's not, you know, not going to want that. And also, you know, not necessarily, also to remove bugs. So a lot of times they boil the water to clean the germs out, the bugs, whatever. That's not going to do anything. It has to get at least to a point of 70 to 80 degrees Celsius to start killing bugs and stuff like that. So it's hard to determine what's half cooked. But the point is, the idea is we're concerned about what? What does half cooked do for us that we won't stoke the coals? Why? Because it'll be ready anyway by the Friday night meal. Right? That was the whole idea. If it's machul ben drusoy, it means we're not going to stoke the coals. Why?
It's edible as it is.
Because it's edible as it is, and you're not going to have to rush it up. Right? So the same thing over here, that we figure until the time of the meal, it will be ready. That's the whole idea. So therefore, it should be enough if it's 50 Celsius, because by the time you have the meal, it'll be at 100 Celsius, or close to it, or 80 Celsius. It'll be hot enough for sure. So, still in all, Lamaisa, many of the Gedolei HaDoros are concerned, strict, to be particular, that has to reach boiling before the sun sets. And he adds other poskim with other foods were noig to be machmer, that they should be fully cooked before dark. Okay, so now he says you have to be careful with all these types of hot water gadgets electronically, that they're like Akira, that's not, again, I don't like this, that it's not coals removed. And he says it won't help putting things on a Shabbos mode. One second. Because, well, they don't like it, because, again, I question the whole idea. These opinions say, well, the button's on the outside of the heating device, not on the inside. Remember, gora fukatum, cleaning out the coals, means you go in the oven, you take out the coals. You're doing something inside the oven. You can't do anything inside that hot water urn. You can't put anything there. These buttons are on the outside. Okay. One second. So, but again, on the other hand, how else can you make it be that way? And if it's if you cover the, first of all, some of them don't have any buttons. A regular good old fashioned hot water urn.
Kettle.
You can't do anything to raise it. Like, I don't understand the issue.
An on off switch. That's it.
Not even.
Not even that.
A lot of them.
Just a regular kettle, a normal kettle, no electric, no button, no nothing.
No, a regular urn. The old regular urns don't have an on off switch.
Yeah,
maybe some do, but you wouldn't turn it off. The only question is, you'd stoke the coals. You're not going to turn it off. There's no way to increase the heat. You know. Okay, so now we're talking about crock pots. So I don't see how an urn, I don't know of any urns where you can increase the temperature on an urn.
Yeah.
Maybe there are, but they're too expensive for me.
Not multiple settings.
You know, hot is hot. That's it. Boiling is boiling.
Once you want it to go faster.
Right, so I never understood this, because there's no way you can do anything. It's not shaykh. It's like, you know, imagine if you put a heated up piece of metal, and that goes into the oven instead of coals, and that's the heating source. You put it from a fire. Let's say a blacksmith took a hot piece of molten iron and just put it into the oven, and now that's the source of heat for the next half an hour, whatever.
You can't stoke it.
You couldn't stoke it, right? So it's the same idea. There's nothing to stoke over here. So I never really get it. So the only thing you want to say is a crock pot, right? But again, a crock pot, you know, again, so yeah, you could turn up the knob.
cover the knob.
But again, if you're covering up the knob, that's more than enough. There's no way that you can increase the heat.
Yes, there is, because there's a thermostat in there. You set it at a certain temperature.
There isn't.
And then it shuts off and turns on by itself. Shuts off and turns on. That's stoking the coal.
No, you don't do anything.
What are you doing with your... You set it before Shabbos. You set it before Shabbos, and you cover it up. You cover up that knob, so that there's nothing you can do to the knob now. I know they say that, but I just don't. I don't understand it.
I agree with you.
There's no way you can do it. You know, just like if you put the clay around the edges of the mouth, and you'd have to break it
that
open.
That seals it, and you can't.
So here, if you put the tape over it. And that's, you know, I know you don't touch it anymore.
You're not going to touch the knob, but the fact that it comes on and off.
So fine, that's not your problem.
I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
Anyway, so therefore he's saying you shouldn't drink water unless it's at least reached 35 Celsius before Shabbos. Less than that, even Bishogi, he says you shouldn't drink the water. He's strict there. He says, Tzinoris med chamim hamayim. Okay. That's all over there. I'm not going to go any more than that. Okay. You got anything there?
No, he says there's some urns have this little outside a level indicator.
Okay.
That
so
might not get, when you take water out, it cools off and then hot water goes into it. It's a problem. But we don't have those anymore.
Well, that... That'll be a problem to use it all on Shabbos.
Yes, that's what it is. He doesn't talk about this.
How do they cool? Anyway,
almost
I don't...
It almost sounds like a hot water heater in the house.
I don't see it. I just don't see it. I don't see how we can say that is prohibited. Remember, it's only a rabbinic halacha, right? I'm not minimizing rabbinic halachas at all. But it's something that obviously was something that people did do. They did stoke coals. I imagine if you have a fireplace. Yeah, you have a fireplace, you know, for sure. What if you have a fireplace and, you know, you may stoke the coals. You know, I could see how you might stoke the coals. You're having a barbecue outside. You definitely, when you're barbecuing, you're increasing the flame, you're decreasing the flame, or even the old-fashioned barbecue where there's just coals. You do stoke the coals. Yes, I see that. But here, if the only way to increase the flame is by turning the knob, and the knob is covered, then what are you going to tell me that you're going to think that the person's going to be using the knob? Okay, we will stop here. Until next week, we'll start Simen Resh Nun Hey. Okay, Sid, I think...